The Voice of Freedom. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. This is the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, folks, the network is progressing very well. In fact, within about a month, maybe a little more than a month, we will be broadcasting 24 hours a day on our own satellite audio subcarrier. And when I say 24 hours a day, I mean it. We're going to take off with a bang. I am already looking at resumes for people who will be promoting this network to radio stations across the country. And if you want to be a part of it, then by golly, you better get your satellite dish and your low-power FM radio transmitter. And if you have aspirations of being a broadcaster, now is your chance, because we are going to have the lowest broadcasting rates in radio history, ladies and gentlemen, aside from those who give out free time to hobbyists who play around on these things. This is going to be a network that will succeed. And we're going to charge if you want to broadcast on this network, but we guarantee that it's the lowest rates anywhere. And if you can get a lower rate to broadcast other than free from anybody, then we'll take a look at that and see if we can make it better for you. But right off the bat, I'm going to tell you right now to broadcast on this network to begin with. You see, as we fill up time slots, the rate for everybody will become cheaper. To start off with, ladies and gentlemen, flat rate, $30 per hour to broadcast on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. We do have some restrictions that will apply, and if you're interested in broadcasting on this network, you need to send me a letter or contact me and leave a message on my voicemail if I'm not there at 520-333-5691. That's 520-333-5691. As we fill up the airtime around the clock, the rates will become cheaper for everybody. For instance, if you start out at the high end, $30 an hour, you could eventually end up somewhere down around $16 or $17 an hour as we fill up the broadcasting time around the clock. And we're going to sit down and decide what programming we're going to take and what programming we're not going to take. And we will be letting you know what that is as soon as we've made those decisions. We may decide to take some religious programming. If we do take religious programming, there's going to have to be some kind of a disclaimer for the network that the ideas and beliefs expressed are not necessarily those of the network or the other broadcasters and programs that are affiliated with the network. That's simply to make sure that everybody knows that we're not pushing religion on anyone, and that and that's if we do it. I don't even know if we're going to do it. I really don't want to, but it's going to be just going to be determined by how difficult it is to fill up airtime. If we do take religious broadcasting, we'll take any religious broadcasting. We'll not be restricted to any one religion or church or denomination or anything else. If a Buddhist group wants to broadcast on this network and we decide that we're going to take religious programming, we will have to allow them, because to restrict them and allow other religious broadcasters, it goes flies in the face of all of the of my personal beliefs and of the purpose of this network, which is freedom for all people of all races, religions, and ancestral origins. We don't care. We believe in freedom for all peoples all over the world. And we believe that if everybody had freedom all over the world, we wouldn't be having the problems that we're having today. There would be no refugees storming across our borders. They would stay at home and make their countries prosper. And they would prosper. They would have opportunity and the means to take care of themselves. So, anyway, with all that out of the way, I just want to let you know which way the network is going. Like I said, I don't know whether we're going to allow religious broadcasting or not. As I said, I do not want to. But we're going to sit down and discuss it. If we do, we're going to figure out under what parameters it will be allowed, and so on and so forth. And don't bother writing me any letters about how it's sinful and terrible to allow other religions to broadcast, because if you do, you're telling me you're not an American, you don't give a damn about freedom, you really don't care about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, and if you don't, you know, I don't care about you. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it. I don't remember if I told you all or not, but Allison stood up at the conference and took her first tentative steps. And last night, she stood up in the sunroom and walked all across the room and around the coffee table and right into my arms. And it was a wonderful feeling, and she was just overjoyed. You should have seen the smile on her face, as she was so proud of herself. And, of course, I was extremely proud of her. And now, every once in a while, without any warning, she'll just stand up and walk. And sometimes she makes it all the way across the room, wherever she's going. And sometimes she'll take four or five steps, and she tries to get up on her tiptoes, and then down on her bottom she goes. It's quite an experience. I got to tell you, folks, I just love children. They are the hope of the world if we can just raise them properly, and I should say rear them properly, and teach them the right things, and make sure that they can grow up in freedom, with responsibility, learning what they're supposed to learn, and able to take care of themselves and whomever others they associate with. I believe that's important. Learning to read is important. It amazes me that the president is on television saying that he wants to spend billions of dollars to make sure that every school child can read by the third grade. Pooh could read before kindergarten, and she never went to kindergarten because she's homeschooled, but she was actually began reading when she was three. She sort of forgot everything she learned while she was four, and at five she was reading again as if there had been no interruption. And now she reads probably better than most 7th and 8th graders, and she's only 6 years old. If she had started public school, she would have started 1st grade this year. And so, you know, Mr. President, you're all wrong. You see, you don't need to throw money at these children. You just need to have someone who's willing to sit down with them and teach them. And the earlier, the better. I want to talk about this this Iraq thing, ladies and gentlemen, because I think it's disgusting what is happening. Absolutely disgusting. It's an election year. And Clinton, I guess, is trying to make himself appear more presidential by sending troops off to die again in the Middle East and killing people. And, you know, all of the sheeple out there are going nuts over it. Oh, yeah, let's go get them. Let's send our boys over there to fight for the Constitution. But anybody in this country who's fighting for the Constitution, oh, there's militia terrorists, scumbag guys, yeah. Well, you know, a lot of stupidity is showing around this country. A lot of ignorance air between the ears. I don't know what's happened to people. It's as if their brain has just atrophied and fallen out through their nose or something. Maybe that's what happened the last time they thought they had a cold and then blew their nose real hard. They just evacuated their brains and they don't have any anymore. What happened in Iraq, ladies and gentlemen, is simply this. This is exactly what's going on. The Central Intelligence Agency was engaged in an operation with the Kurds in northern Iraq to get them to mobilize and overthrow the government of Iraq, headed by Saddam Hussein. That is the truth. Saddam Hussein, somehow, through his intelligence network, got wind of it and decided to put an end to it immediately and sent his troops and tanks and everybody up there to do that. And, of course, that screwed up and ended and destroyed the CIA operation, which then leaked out to the press and became public knowledge. And the president, wanting to, of course, increase his chances to get elected this year, began sending our planes over there to send cruise missiles and destroy Iraqi positions. And now he's rattling sabers and threatening to send troops and more planes and more cruise missiles and more bombing and more death and destruction in a conflict that is none of our business. It is a civil war. It is all happening within the borders of Iraq. The government of Iraq and the people who live in Iraq have the right to solve their own problems their own way. And it is amazing that Clinton is backing rebel forces that are going against the constituted lawful government of Iraq. And over here, he's trying to exterminate American patriots and militiamen who clearly support, are sworn to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and restore constitutional republic, which is their duty and their right and their responsibility as American citizens to do that. And all of these American sheeple out there, these stupid, pathetic, ignorant nerds, are yelling, oh yeah, let's go get them. Let's send our boys over there. We'll fight for the Constitution and yeah. You know, makes me sick. This stuff is puke stuff. I mean, this is green vomit just spewing all over the place, and it is disgusting. It is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. What a display of stupidity. I just, I can't imagine what the rest of the world must think of us as they see what we are doing and watch us and listen to us. It's like watching a whole nation of idiots, escapees from the local loony bin. I'd like to hear your comments on this. Remember, tonight's only an hour long, so we've only got about 40 more minutes to go, 42 more minutes. Actually, 41 more minutes, because I have to get off a minute early so the next broadcast can come on the Freedom Radio Network. So, can open the phones and let's talk about this Iraqi thing. What's going on? What do you think about it? Would you send your children over there for this nonsense? Are you against it? What? 520-333-4578. I want to hear what you have to think about this. Are you backing this? If you are, why? And don't worry, folks. I'm not gonna eat you up as long as you're polite and you're venturing intelligent argument. It doesn't matter to me, But I want to hear your opinions. Are you for it? Are you against it? Would you send your children over there? Would you go yourself if you were in the age group that could be called? Have you heard lately that they're encouraging all young men to register with the Selective Service? Have you been watching that? Does that mean that they're going to institute the draft again? And if so, what for? Who are we going to fight? I thought it was an all-volunteer force. What's going on here? Why are they encouraging and running these commercials to have young men all of a sudden, after so many years, rush down and register for the draft? What have you got to think about that? Just exactly what does all this mean? Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. It's Wayne from Texas.
Hi, Wayne.
I'm curious as to why Clinton will send troops and forces over there to help those poor Kurds that are being mistreated by old Saddam, but yet he won't lift a finger to help those that are being persecuted by the Turks.
That's true. And many other places
right. In
the world. And, of course, he didn't lift a finger to help those poor people that were being persecuted in Waco, Texas, either, did he?
Oh, I don't believe he did. I think he did the opposite.
Yeah. Does that mean that Saddam Hussein would have been justified in sending aircraft and cruise missiles over here to bomb our military installations to help those poor people that were being massacred in Waco, Texas?
Seems like it'd be a good extension of logic.
It certainly would, wouldn't it? Would you go over there if you were in that age group and he called you up and said, hey, go over there and kill people in the name of the Constitution and let's get old Saddam Hussein?
Oh, I believe, if I can remember what they used to say when I was that age, they'd have to come and burn the woods and sift the ashes.
That's a good saying, burn the woods and sift the ashes. That's pretty good. Okay, what else you got to say about all this nonsense? What about this Selective Service stuff? You seen the ads?
I haven't seen it, but then I quit taking all the propaganda papers and quit listening to the propagandists on the networks.
Well, good for you. You got to listen to them every once in a while just to see what lies they're telling so you'll know where you're at.
I do every once in a while. I probably should listen and read more, but my filters are getting clogged up and I had to purge. And I just got out of the habit.
I like your little euphemisms there. Pretty good. Okay.
Another question about Kuwait. If I'm not mistaken, was that not actually a part of Iraq before? Let me see. Back, I'm a little rusty, but it seems like back in the days between the First and Second World War, the oil companies decided that little corner of Iraq would be very profitable for them, and so they set up this little kingdom. Is that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There never was in history a country named Kuwait until that happened. In fact, they invented a lot of things over there that never existed in history. And that's a lot of the problems in the Middle East are caused by people creating things that are against the history of the region and fly in the face of the customs and the beliefs and the traditions and the history of the people who live there. 2,000 years ago, there was a nation there called Israel. After World War II, they created another nation called Israel and forced anybody who was not Jewish off their land and out of that country, and that's caused problems ever since.
Yeah, well, if we would just follow George Washington's advice and not get involved in these foreign entanglements.
That's right. I think people should settle their problems in their area of the world themselves. It's none of our business, and we should keep our nose out of it. If they're either gonna survive or they're gonna fall by the wayside, and nature has a way of balancing things out and taking care of everything so that these things are solved. And every time people meddle in it and foreign nations meddle in it because of their own agendas and interests, it just perpetuates the ultimate solution of those problems and ensures that there's hard feelings and war and terrorism and destruction for many, 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 many years.
It would seem that if it's possible, but if we could get back to the way we used to handle foreign policy and the distant past, we would become again a guiding light to all the nations of the world to emulate, and we would have respect throughout the world. As long as we keep meddling in all the different affairs that we don't have any business at all being in, people around the world are going to hate us and despise us and be glad to see us go down.
They already do, because of all of our meddling and interference and arm twisting and money brokering and buying off officials and all kinds of things. If the truth be known, we have done some pretty terrible things all over the world that we had no business even being there, much less doing.
One side note, I'll get off and let someone else get on, but I've done a bit of research on the program you did a little while back on Yes There Is a New World Order. The young man at the time, John Snell in Lampasas, Texas. I have endeavored to locate that man. I looked on in my CD-ROM directory and I found a name in Lampasas. It was too late to see and I felt like to call, but tomorrow I'm going to call and see if it is the same John Snell or if he's a relative or if he knows of him anyway.
Okay, good.
Keep up the good work, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you. 520-333-4578. What do you think about this Iraqi thing? What do you think about sending troops over there? What do you think about our pilots going over there and sending cruise missiles to kill people in a country that all they're doing is trying to solve? It doesn't matter whether you like Saddam Hussein or not. Going over there and interfering in the internal affairs of that country is the same as if Saddam Hussein came over here and interfered in the internal affairs of this country. What if he had decided to send aircraft and cruise missiles over here to bomb our military installations to help those people who were being massacred in Waco, Texas? I mean, what do you think about that? Huh? I mean, the Kurds are part of Iraq. They're not part of any other country. They're part of Iraq. They live there. They're citizens there. They were involved with the CIA in trying to overthrow the government. The lawful government went in there and tried to stop them. Doesn't matter whether we like Hussein or not. Doesn't matter whether we like the government. That it is what it is, and it's their business, not ours. That's my opinion. What's yours? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill. Good evening. It's Chuck from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Chuck.
How are you doing?
Good.
I think it's outrageous that we give billions of dollars of loans to Russia through the IMF, and they turn around and use that money to prosecute this war in Chechnya, where they slaughter tens of thousands of people. And
yeah, Clinton's not saying anything about that, is he?
Not a word.
We're not sending cruise missiles over there, are we?
Not a word, not one. I think it's outrageous.
It is outrageous. It's hilarious and tragic and outrageous and funny and sad all at once.
And I wouldn't go to Iraq if I was in the military. And notice that the UN doesn't say a thing about the Chechen situation either.
No, that's right. They don't.
Not a single word.
What happened to their Convention on Human Rights now?
Exactly. Notice also that.
And where's all this talk about democracy? Chechnya wants to be free. They want to have a democracy. They want to vote for their own people. What's going on here?
Well, democracy is a code word for socialism.
That's right. But isn't the United Nations in favor of that? I mean, they back up everybody else that screams democracy, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Well, what's going on here?
I don't know. I've also been hearing a bunch of selective service advertisements on the radio.
Yes.
Navy, Army, Marines, you name it.
Yep.
They're asking people to sign up.
Yep. That's right.
That's all I had to say.
You think maybe the government wants to get as many young men of fighting age under their control before the proverbial buffalo chip hits the fan?
Yes, I do, Bill. And not only that, I think they want to ship them all overseas while we have a bunch of foreign troops coming into this country.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the takeover comes, Americans aren't going to want to shoot other Americans.
That's correct.
So that's what I think's going on.
Well, I think you've got the scenario pretty well down pat, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. Numbers 520-333-4578. Don't sit there on the couch looking like a pickle. Get up, pick up the phone, and dial it, and talk. You know, this is participation sport, ladies and gentlemen. It's called talk radio. Remember, for years, I used to just do information. I would get on the radio, and I would part information and teach and all kinds of things. And I used to get all these letters. Oh, man, just bushels and bushels of letters. How come you never open the phones? How come you never take calls? How come you never let us put in our 2 cents worth? So here's your chance, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, if I don't get calls, I'm going to bed. I don't care what time it is. I don't care if I've only been on the broadcast for 5 minutes. It doesn't make me no never mind whatsoever. You see, it's my broadcast, and as long as I do the commercial, Swiss America Trading is happy. So... I almost gave you the Swiss America Trading number. It's 520-333-4578. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think about this Iraq situation. You can probably hear the thunder in the background. We're starting to have thunderstorms again, which means my voicemail and fax service is going to trip off the line. The computers are going to go down the first time lightning strikes anywhere within 25 miles. It always happens. So, if you're trying to fax or call to the voicemail system at the office and you can't get through, it's because of the thunderstorms, and you'll be hearing more thunder in the background. This mic will pick it all up. Wait till sometime tomorrow after about noon, and then I'll have them all back on the line. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this short pause. The time, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They specialize. The hour of the time, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They specialize. I bet I've got all your attention. They specialize in non-reportable, non-confiscatable hard assets. The first time that happened, ladies and gentlemen, was an accident. I don't really know what happened. We still haven't changed out this old CD player and put in the new one yet. I just haven't had the time. I'll try to do that this weekend and make time. The second time, I did it on purpose just because it seemed like a good thing to do. If you've never held a stack of silver dollars in your hand, or just one gold coin, $20 gold piece, or if you've never really looked at the intricate detail on a $10 gold piece or a $5 gold piece, boy, have you got a treat coming to you. You know, you can get a $5 gold piece for not a whole lot of money, and it's worth forever. I mean, it's worth forever. It never loses its value. Sure, the price goes up and down as the value of the phony paper goes up and down, which has no value at all. It's all a manipulated bunch of crap. But, you know, eventually the paper will be recognized by everybody as being worth nothing. The $5 gold piece will always be worth the same that it has always been worth all throughout history. It'll buy the same amount of any goods today that it would 1,000 years ago. membership to the yen or the Deutschmark or whatever it happens to be being measured by at that particular time. But it is not the gold that is losing or gaining purchasing power, ladies and gentlemen. It is the phony paper that is either losing or gaining purchasing power. Don't ever forget that, because that is the truth. 1-800-289-2646. You need to call. You need to get your hands on some real money. Ask about the newsletter. Tell them that you're a steady listener to the Hour of the Time. And thank them for sponsoring this broadcast and the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Talk to Frank. He's here. He's going to be here every Thursday night. And I believe in paybacks. So call Frank. If he's not available, talk to somebody else. They're all good people. Forgot to tell everybody, Monday is Craig Smith and his wife's anniversary. So everybody call on Monday and wish Craig Smith a happy anniversary. Write him a little card or something. Send some flowers to Swiss America Trading. He's a great man. He's a great person. He has just been absolutely wonderful in backing this broadcast for all these years. And he cares. He cares. He really cares about what we care about. So do that if you find the time and you think it's worthwhile. I do have and will continue to. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Good evening, Bill. Mike from Rochester, New York.
Rochester.
One of your favorite states, right?
Well, I don't know. Rochester is what? Isn't that where Kodak was?
Yeah, it still is, but it's kind of a little evil company now.
Evil company?
Evil. As in weak.
Oh, feeble.
Feeble.
Feeble, yeah. We barely hear you. Are you on some kind of speakerphone or something?
Oh, on a cordless phone. How's this any better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay. Yeah, just calling in a comment about the Iraq situation.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Kind of interesting. Did you happen to catch the morning news today at all?
No, I didn't.
It was kind of good. They had two of the stealth planes flying, and I guess they're going for an 18-hour flight across the country. And
across this country?
Yeah, quite a media event. I think somewhere out of Texas or California they were flying the planes.
Yeah.
And they probably had about six or seven media people on board the planes as they were refueling.
Oh, they're just sucking this for all they can get out of it, huh?
A little in-house conversation with the pilot. What they were going to do and how we're supporting God and country.
I support God and country to defend the cause. I'm going to go over there and I'm going to kill a whole bunch of people I can't even see by firing this cruise missile from 100 miles away, and I'm just going to kill them all. Yes, sir, for God and country.
It was a good media event. So this is really, this is some programming.
Oh, save me from this crap. Oh, man, I wish I was born 300 years ago. I really do.
Figure too. How much does it cost to shoot one of those cruise missiles off every time?
Well, it's they're each one of them is more than $1 million. I know.
Boy, that's a lot of money.
Exactly. How many over or whether it's more than 1 million or what? I don't know, but I know each one of them is at least $1 million. Bare minimum.
Fired off what between 27 and 32 so far, right?
Yeah, I wonder who paid for those.
Get out the editing machine.
Yeah, I wonder how many.
Bears. Our money is well spent, right? Well, Bill, I referenced on the show, and I'm really excited about the network. I caught Dr. Don's back show this evening about 5 o'clock here Eastern time, and that was quite good. I'm sort of a herbalist and natural health person myself, and I don't know if you got to listen to him, but that was a great kickoff. I guess today was his first time on.
Great. Also, on October the 1st, Michael Cottingham will begin broadcasting every night.
Oh, that's interesting, too.
Yeah, he's another, he is really good with herbs and plants and natural remedies. He is just top-notch. I can't recommend him highly enough. He's not one of these guys that promotes all this snake oil crap. He's really right on, and he'll tell you the truth, and the guy is fantastic. Not only that, he's a real good friend. He doesn't live too far from us.
Well, I take it you're into the naturalist approach, too, as far as natural God-given medicines instead of the big pharmaceutical companies.
I'm into whatever's right and whatever's truthful.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
No matter who it hurts or helps.
And one last question, Bill. I won't tie the line up here, but I was kind of interested. As far as your board setup now, you're on the phone line to satellite?
Well, I have a little studio I've built here. I'll tell you what's sitting in front of me. I've got a Tascam M30, which is a huge mixing board with all kinds of knobs and buttons, and some of them I haven't even learned what they do yet. I also have a Radio Shack SSM-100 stereo sound mixer. I have a Duophone 101 electronic telephone amplifier system, which has been jury-rigged to actually take the calls that come in and put them on the mixing board. I have a Tascam 34 8-track reel-to-reel tape recorder. I have a Comrex model LXT encoder with an extender on it, and that's how I seize the line to the satellite uplink. I also have a DBX 163X, which is a compressor limiter, and I have a realistic 12-band stereo frequency equalizer, a Sanyo double cassette deck, a JVC double cassette deck, a Sony CD, 5-disc CD player, which is shot, needs to be replaced. I've got a replacement, I just haven't done it yet. And a JVC RX 801V digital surround system receiver amplifier, says Dynamic Super A, whatever that means. And what else? A bunch of surge suppressors and a big round clock. And two of the most beautiful microphones you've ever seen in your life right out of the 1920s.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a lot of fun with that equipment.
Yeah, and of course a telephone set here.
Well, I won't tie you up much longer, and I did hear some of your conference tapes there, and my wife and I are going to try to hopefully make it next year if things work out good. And
oh, I hear that from everybody, and you know, most of the people who keep saying that, you know, they don't show up. Every year we have some of the same people who always attend, and then we have a bunch of new people who come, and we're always glad to see them. But all of these, you know, 500 or 600 people who all write and say that they can't wait for the next conference because they heard the tapes and they missed the last. I don't even listen to them anymore.
Oh, I might surprise you.
You're spitting in the wind. I'll believe you when you show up.
I might surprise you.
Okay.
Okay, again, have a good weekend, and say hello to Pooh and the wife, and that's all for me.
Okay.
Night, Bill.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I very seldom listen to what people say anymore, folks. I just watch what they do. That's the big indicator for me. I don't care who it is. If it's a politician, I don't listen to what he says at all. I just watch what he does. If it's the guy next door, same thing. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
This is Jackie.
I recognize your voice.
Good, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a whole lot to add about Kuwait. I agree with everything you're saying, but it is particularly a political ploy by Clinton, and I think it's a tragedy to think that he could do this and the people in America could think he's wonderful.
Yeah, isn't that something? You watch him on TV, he gives a speech, and he talks about sending guys over there to get those Iraqis, and everybody stands up and waves the flags and cheer and clap. It makes me want to open my air sickness bag.
Yeah, well, I remember when this started, and wasn't it April Glaspie? I mean, the whole thing has been a setup from the very beginning.
Yeah.
He was, Saddam Hussein was going to go, what do you call it, re-annex Kuwait?
Mm-hmm.
And then April Glaspie, the ambassador, I believe she was, and said to Saddam Hussein, we don't really care about your border conditions. You do what you want. And
yeah, well, he called her to his palace to specifically ask her if the United States would intervene if he went into Kuwait.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, no, we don't care about your border disputes. You know, just go ahead and do what you want to do. We're not interested in that. And, of course, she wouldn't have said that unless she had been told to say that by Washington, because ambassadors don't have that kind of latitude. And Saddam Hussein did exactly that. And then the next thing we know, we got guys over there dying in the sand for nothing.
And then what has ever happened to April Glaspie? Do you know? Have you ever heard from her again?
No, she just sort of disappeared into oblivion and has never made any statements and refuses to talk about it.
I wondered if they gave her a new identity. I'll tell you something else that concerns me terribly, and I've gotten on the internet in the past about 6 weeks, and the debates that go on over who should be president, should it be Dole, should it be Clinton, and people actually believing that we must get Clinton out of there, so we must vote for Dole.
Uh-huh.
It drives me nuts, and I agree with you. I'm getting to agree with you more and more and more all the time, Bill. We have met the enemy, and they is us. And I really mean that. It's so frustrating to hear the people in the grassroots community that it doesn't seem like they really used the brain, the mind that God gave them.
Yeah, I know how much this hurts you, Jackie. I started out the same way, believing in the American people and that somebody just needed to open their eyes and then you know, they would come around, and it's just not true, is it?
No, it is frustrating. I feel like I'm about ready to pull off the internet and well, you and I have talked about this and give it a shot in the state, see if we can wake up some state legislators. And I know it would take a miracle, and I know it'll take some work, but I really do, I feel like I have to give it a try, at least to know that I've tried.
Yeah. Well, I wish you luck.
I know. Well, I'll report, Bill. And Chuck and I have been talking,
uh-huh.
And I've pretty well decided that I would like to take a slot on your network.
Fantastic. I don't know if everybody out there really knows who you are, but folks, I'm going to tell you, this woman is somebody that you want to listen to. And if she decides to come on this network, it would be a great asset for all of us.
Well, I'd like to be your warm-up act. I'd like that 9 o'clock slot that I talked about, if it hasn't been taken already.
Well, if you want it, you got it.
Great, and that would be four evenings a week, because Gary does Fridays at 9, is that correct?
It would be four evenings a week, because Friday Night Live will be on Friday nights, unless Gary's going to go and stay with Mark on another network. You see, we're peeling off of this transponder. We have purchased a transponder for 24 hours a day just for our network.
Uh-huh.
So Gary may remain with us, or he may remain with his partner, who is Mark, and they're going to have another transponder.
Okay. Well, I kind of like that idea, the four evenings a week, and price-wise.
That's great.
Something that we can handle. So.
And don't forget, you know, the more airtime that we fill up, the lower the price gets for everybody.
I have a real good opportunity, too, to put this on the Internet, because somebody had put a message on today. They had heard a rumor that shortwave stations are going to be broken down eliminated. And I was very tempted. Would you have any problem if I did that?
No problem at all. In fact, we've been looking for some way to get this on the internet, and I don't have the time to pursue it or even do it.
Well, maybe we'll be able to talk this weekend, and I'll get a message out there. And it is a perfect opportunity, and we have a pretty pretty wide distribution list.
Great.
So anyway, we'll talk this weekend, and you can give me more details.
Okay.
Okay, Bill?
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And good night. Wow, that was a wonderful call. And, boy, now we have Jackie Petru, who will come on in the hour preceding me, Monday through Thursday night. so she'll be on from 6 to 7 Pacific, 7 to 8 Mountain, 8 to 9 Central, and 9 to 10 Eastern time. And folks, she's just wonderful. She's very much like a sort of a tamer Bill Cooper, if there is such a thing. And she's right on, documents everything just like I do. We've been friends for some time, and she's with us, let me put it that way. Let me just put it that way. She is with us. 520-333-4578. And those of you who are with us, you know exactly what I'm talking about. 520-333-4578 is the number. What do you think about what's happening over there in Iraq? Are you one of the people that want to get old Saddam? And if you do, why? You know, call us up. Tell us. Which side of this thing are you taking, and why? Are you in the military? Would you want to talk about your participation if you are? Do you believe really in all the propaganda that you're being bombarded with? Or do you think I'm crazy because I think it's propaganda? What is your take on this? What do you think about it? I saw that. Oh, it's amazing. We just had a chicken plucker, you know, sort of nibble at the phone. You see, I don't have a ringer here, folks. I have a light. And when you call, the light comes on and flashes for the duration that a ring would occur. And you just call and then it rings, you just sort of a little bit, and then you chicken out and hang up. I can see that, too. So we just had a chicken plucker nibble. And now we'll see what we got here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Ron in California.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hi. I'll let you know what I think about it. I think it's business as usual with this United Nations stuff they're doing all the time. And this morning, or let me see, it was yesterday, I'm sorry, I got on my local talk radio. And you have to understand, I constantly call these guys. And there's one liberal talk show host that I'm constantly telling him about the Constitution. Does this go with that? Does that go with that? So this morning he had some ambassador from Iraq. He was talking to him, and he finally asked him a good question. He said, "Do you think the president has the authority to do this?" And he hem and hawed about it. And you know, after I got on the air, I told him, "Well, where does the president have this, excuse me, I'm a little nervous, you know, as many times as I call on the radio, every time I get on, I'm just nervous." But I asked him, isn't it so that the president is only commander-in-chief when the Congress declares war? And he couldn't answer that question. So,
well, you're right. That's the truth. He is not the commander-in-chief of the military unless we're in war.
That's right. But the thought I wanted to say is that maybe after all this drilling, after all these years, it's finally getting through that liberal talk show host, because he asked one question and there's a lot of people out there scratching their head.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's good. What? And the ambassador didn't say anything? He just, was it the American ambassador or the Iraqi ambassador to the United States?
The American.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains that he didn't want to lose his job, did he?
No, you got it.
No, he didn't want to say anything. Well, the truth is he doesn't have any authority to interfere in the internal affairs of any foreign country. What happens between Saddam Hussein and the people that he governs is his business and their business, and nobody else's business. It's certainly not our business. We don't get any oil from Iraq, do we?
No. We have a local restaurant here. In fact, we mentioned it once to you on the air where you took a picture of Little Pooh on that dinosaur's foot.
Uh-huh.
Well, many, many times, convoys of Marines that go from one base to up here to 29 Palms, they constantly stop there. And every time I'm there, I talk to every one of them, and I tell them about, do you know that you're really a United Nations soldier? Because if they did this to Michael New, they're doing it to all of you, and you just don't know it.
That's right. Or they don't care, one of the two.
Well, some of them really fire back that they're enthusiastic and they're learning. But like a lot of them, they're just scratching their head. They don't know what's going on. And, you know, just little old me in this area. Like a lot of my friends are moving to Arizona. I think maybe I'll do that, but I'd still like to get a transmitter going up in this area.
Uh-huh.
I have a friend working on one that'll put me on either channel 24 or one of the UHF ones.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be able to put out some wattage here. And once the word gets out, people will be able to turn on their TV, which there's nothing on, and they'll be able to listen to your program and your network eventually.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
So that's what we got going here. So until that day comes when we move to Arizona or not, we'll get something on the air here for the time being.
Great. Fantastic. Listen, I need some help from all of the people out there. We have a source of what I understand from the people who really know, which includes Gary Bourgeois and a whole bunch of other people, not just him. We have a source for the best low-power FM transmitters, but it's a kit. And I'm not sure that a lot of people who would like to do this are astute enough with electronics and soldering and circuitry and all that stuff to be able to build the kits. Or even understand the instructions for that matter, because I find it a little difficult myself, although I think I could muddle through it. And what I need is a source for good pre-assembled low-power FM transmitters that will not drift on frequency. That is important, absolutely a must. If it drifts at all, I don't even want to hear it. But if any of you out there know of a good source of a pre-assembled low-power FM transmitter, and it better not be R. Scott Communications, they ripped us off. They're just a bunch of thieves. They ripped us off for about $5,000, and I made good to everybody who had to send in the money that was forwarded on to him that he kept and did not send them a transmitter. I refunded 100% of all of their money out of my own pocket, even though we couldn't afford to do that here. I always back everything that I do, 100%. So we need a good source of pre-assembled low-power FM transmitters that will not drift on frequency whatsoever and are good, solid units. So if anybody out there knows any of those sources, please phone or fax me tomorrow afternoon at 520-333-5691. That's 520-333-5691. That's the voicemail and the fax line. If I'm not there, leave a message or just fax the information to me so that we can give people who don't have the electronics expertise to assemble a kit a source to get their transmitter from. Do you know of anything like that, Ron?
Well, to tell you the truth, I know enough about it that even these kits have me working hard at them, because, you know, they're not that easy. You have to be a very good solderer.
Yeah.
And I know that what's important is the tuning part, because the cheaper a set is, they tend to drift.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the part that I'm scared of. If you get your soldering iron too close to those living components, you can actually ruin them, in fact. So you have to be very well to do that. And I think the average person would find it rather difficult, but I was looking into the classifieds on Radio World. They have many FM exciters that a lot of stations are either, they're either going out of the business or they're, upgrading their equipment, so they have like used FM exciters, and these are broadcast quality, and they would not drift. And I've seen them as cheap as $300, and you know that would be a way to go. Because I'm thinking like this, that if you have more power.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Ron. What's an exciter?
Well, an exciter is essentially an FM transmitter that radio broadcasters use. But they have a giant linear amplifier that brings it up to the wattage that they use it at. Like, if you take a 50,000-watt station,
uh-huh,
using a 10-watt FM transmitter, and then they're boosting it up to that high level.
So it's all in one unit?
Well, no, it's separate components.
Okay, but what's the exciter is what I'm asking you.
The exciter. CIDR is a miniature FM transmitter, low power.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. So it's just the same as what we're looking for, right?
Right, but broadcast quality.
Hey, that's not bad.
Right, and I'm thinking like this, that most of the antennas that are out there aren't going to be tuned as critical as they should be for low power. So even if we had a 25-watt exciter, if the match wasn't as accurate as it should be, we could afford to lose a little in the mismatch.
Well, you can also bring that down, can't you, if you want to? Isn't there something you can connect between the transmitter and the antenna to bring it down in wattage?
Well, I never thought of it like that, but I'm sure you could put on like a dummy load or something with a combination antenna and have it tuned somehow, and that would work. But I think 20 watts in the right neighborhood could easily be absorbed.
All you radio guys, I got to tell you, you never fail to totally baffle me. I can only imagine what the average listener out there is scratching his head and looking at his wife and saying, what are they talking about?
Well, I'll try to make it as easy as I can to explain it, but I'm just a little nervous. I think that would be the easiest way to go because essentially...
Guess what, Ron? We're out of time and I got to go right now.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Really appreciate it. And thanks for all your help, and thanks for the information that you've just given us. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. Come back on Monday night. And, boy, this network is coming together just so good. We're getting some really wonderful broadcasters. We're going to make history. We're going to take the airwaves back. What do you think about that? Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. This is the Voice of Freedom on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network.